Madam Clerk, please call item 3.
Item number 3, from the President, CEO of Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program and the Acting Director of Economic Development, submitting a quarterly report addressing program progress, recruitment, job placements, and partnerships. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Who's going to start?
I'll start, Madam Chair. Thank you so much for having us. I'm here today with Jerry Hare, as well as the Executive Director of Big Step WRTP, Earl Buford. And what we'd like to present to you today is an update of where we're at and as far as some of our reporting and the audit that has been done for transparency of this investment in workforce development. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Hare, who will comment on how the audit went of the money that has so far been invested.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. The terms of this contract require WRTP Big Step to retain an independent audit firm to review their reporting to you. They've retained Baker Tilly, and we have had a chance to look at the report that they prepared. The conclusion that the auditors reach is that the draft that they received in terms of the financial information was reasonable and accurate and reflected the true direct and indirect expenses of the program. On the programmatic reporting, they did identify a few inaccuracies, and the way the timing on this worked, they were in consultation with WRTP Big Step, who I think already knew about those glitches in the reporting system. It was really a matter of double counting in what you can see is a very robust programmatic reporting format. And the comments that Baker Tilly has provided to you have been incorporated into the report you're going to be hearing from Mr. Buford. So bottom line is the information is accurate, except for those few instances where there was a need for correction. My conclusion on that is those were systematic issues that should not arise again because now they've been dealt with in the reporting formula.
Thank you, Mr. Hare. Mr. Buford.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a quick update. I believe you all have the report, the audit report in your hand. Okay. So if you have any relevant questions of that, please bring those up. The highlights really are a couple things. The performance numbers, which is really the barometer of success, and then also some of the activities around that. And so I believe, if you're looking at Table 1, through the first quarter of this report, which is what this reflected, not year-to-date, but first quarter, we recruited and assessed 492 Milwaukee County residents. That's a huge improvement for our ordinary programming. Although we are a regional operation, the fact we're focused on Milwaukee County residents, your constituents, at the level of almost 500 individuals through the first quarter is very significant. Out of those 492 residents assessed and recruited, 217 were trained and on a career pathway now. So that's, again, really significant through the first quarter of this project. And out of those 217, 46, I believe, were placed. And I'd like to get the average wage to you at another point, but that's all reflected in that over there. Some of the highlights of the first quarter, aside from the clean audit, which we appreciate the level of oversight this project. I'll have to say publicly that this is probably the most strenuous oversight that I've ever dealt with at the federal level, state level, and the private level. And we welcome that because that's a reflection of the accuracy of this project. So some of the things we've been able to go above and beyond with are establishing relationships. We formed a community workforce partnership with about 15 regional organizations. For instance, the Seasonal Workforce Coalition is now a strong partner, just for an example. Industry work, we've been able to focus. We had the first guest here today talked about really having a strong workforce response. I think this project has allowed us to really train up individuals to prepare and really be a response to any openings that are identified by whether it's WEDIC or any other new initiative that comes into town or some other development project. So we're excited about the fact we've been able to focus on those sectors that are on the ground now and train for those openings, but also prepare county residents for future endeavors that come down the pike. And then, of course, for the next few reports, we're going to really ramp up our construction work as the season is beginning. And I know that the county exec and the mayor made a large announcement this morning about the lakefront. And I know there's prospective projects around that. Well, we're prepared to really have county residents ready for those opportunities at every level. On-the-ground recruitment, we've been able to double the activity around our general information sessions. So we're now offering more and more general information sessions. I believe you're all receiving information from us. If you're not directly, your aides are. And if you're not, please let me know. I'll make sure your aide receives another call this afternoon to make sure we have all the right information. You should be getting information weekly, if not monthly, on any and all activity. So the general information sessions are now at double the normal capacity. And we're also starting what we call research and informational sessions around relevant job openings. So you'll also receive flyers whether it's a direct hire opportunity for HB Systems, whether it's a construction project that needs individuals now. We're putting those workshops in place as well because of this project. That's something we weren't able to do before. So again, we're really getting the information out to you and most importantly to your constituents.
Mr. Hare?
Two other quick points, Madam Chair. A lot of focus in this quarterly report on getting the numbers right, fiscal and programmatic. I think that in the next quarterly reports, you'll see a little more narrative about what's going on in the program. You can do for the set that as a matter of course, and we'll make sure that comes in the next series of reports. And on that point, I anticipate that just based on our conversations and with both Baker Tilly and Big Step and county staff, that you'll have the second quarterly report probably well in advance of your next committee meeting. The agenda for your next meeting isn't going to drive the issuance of that report. It'll be out well in advance of that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In a prior correspondence, I saw something regarding hourly wages, like what the wasn't in here. Could you just remind us of what that was, range-wise?
Well, it varies by sector, but it's right now the range is $12 to about $22 an hour,
okay,
depending on the sector. So some of the more advanced construction projects or more advanced manufacturing positions or the 18 to 22 range, but some of the other starter positions are all $12 to $15.
Those are all are they all full-time positions?
Correct.
Benefits and things like that?
The ones that are placed to date, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So the average wage is about $15 to $16 in that range right now.
Good. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think this is, there's nobody here that I would question, but we had some controversy over if you got the right information and in the beginning, and so I never blamed Big Step for that, as a matter of fact. I think that the reputation precedes you and that there have been a lot of good. My concern has always been, as you well know, you know, what's the bang of the buck for Milwaukee County? It's very encouraging to these reports. And I guess I know it's a fair question to ask you, but, you know, what can we expect kind of from these numbers that you did expect? I mean, the construction industry starts up, there'll be more jobs. What are you doing with this $1 million that you wouldn't have been able to do before, I guess, is one question. And secondly, in your candid opinion, you know, is this money well spent? What are you doing now you wouldn't be able to do before without this influx, or influx of our money? Because you certainly have other outlets and where you get money. So maybe just that very brief conversation. Do you follow that okay?
Sure. I'll answer that in a couple ways.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
One, it has, I mentioned in my brief moment a few minutes ago, we're able to double some of our operations in terms of programming. We're able to offer CDL training, which wasn't a piece of our curriculum before. And that's not something I sit around in a lab and go, let's think of some new, you know, new programs. No, this is something that the industry has asked us to do. So we've been able to ramp up on that. Some of our green training around each sectors, we would add those enhancements to various training programs, which, again, were not offered previously. We're able to double up our recruitment efforts. I mentioned our general information sessions are now twice a month as opposed to once a month. And so the numbers in the original legislation was 1,000 county residents into a career pathway and 500 individuals placed. So we are well on our way. We're halfway to the, a quarter of the way to the career pathway piece. We're about a quarter way through the placement piece. So we're making some progress. I'm sorry, Jerry wants to speak.
I think on that same point, just to kind of reinforce, I think I understand where Supervisor Schmidt's coming from. What we have here is not a program where Milwaukee County is now backfilling funding that would have come from somebody else.
Okay.
When we worked with the county staff, with Baker Tilly and the Bear TV Big Staff, we want to be very clear that the dollars funded through this program are dollars for essentially new activities. Okay. that we have a standalone component of WRTP Big Step that is this money, and that we don't want any bleeding of county money into previously existing programs. So, and that is a bit different than we may have seen with other partners out in the community.
Well, that's good to hear. That's kind of my question, too. Yeah.
And the other, to back up Jerry's point, my earlier points, we were also asked to leverage other funding sources, too.
Right.
So that's filled a vacancy as well.
With separate financial reporting.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, well, my follow-up would be that that's the two things I was hoping to hear. And,
good.
You know, I was, you know, kind of dragged into the whole process a little bit, but it's not because I didn't care about the process, and I was glad to see a Big Step to be part of that process, but I guess I had some skepticism, I guess, in the sense that, you know, I've seen the tough workforce, and I know the tough workforce you have to work with and try to get people up to speed in GEDs, and I know that's not a, you know, an easy process, but you know, the two areas we're talking about is what we badly needed, so I'm very encouraged to hear that. And I guess I'm going to be realistic. I don't know if I was really that skeptical, but I guess
you were.
Being realistic a little bit is, you know, we talked about, you know, if we look at our workforce, for example, I mean, part of the sale pitch, if that's the right word, was, well, we'll get more employees from Milwaukee County, too. And that's where I was saying, well, look at all the employees we've lost in the last decade. I mean, you know, our workforce is more than a quarter down. And so I was saying, well, all of a sudden, how are we getting more people in the workforce? And that's not, you know, Big Step's problem. I mean, that's kind of overall government. I mean, we see government numbers just going down because of more efficiencies and doing more with less all the time. We've been all through that process. So my last question would be, and with acknowledgement of good work and happy to continue to see that, you know, you give the parameters 1,000 to 500. Those seem to be, is that really doable? And that, well, I'm glad to hear that, and just looking forward and moving forward. So thank you. Okay.
Ms. Didier, did you have a comment?
I can hold.
Supervisor Mayo.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. I just wanted to comment to Supervisor Schmidt's skepticism in the beginning, and I know that others have had that. So I wanted to just put a plug in for the people who have come around the table to make sure that this program is moving forward in a positive direction. I have to say, between Mr. Hare and Mr. Masterson, Mr. Mansky, as well as many people at WRTP, we have come to the table and worked through really talking about what could have been some of the skepticism could have been, working through those issues, gearing up the reporting structure so that there is scrutiny, working with the Baker Tilly individuals to make sure that the transparency is there so that we could come to you confidently to tell you that we feel that these numbers have gone above and beyond their normal course of business. And I think that's very important for you to understand that it's been a lot of people coming to the table to make sure that we could sit here today with confidence in those numbers.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. Dillard actually stated what I was going to say, because there's been a number of people at this table and at this board had very high, not sure of this program. And I'm happy that you are performing. But when you got Baker Tilly in that, and I was wondering, was somebody going to question Baker Tilly, because Baker Tilly do Milwaukee County stuff. So I was waiting for it to hear that comment come out. And I'm glad that you got an auditor that coincides with Milwaukee County, because there's no question about your numbers now. But what I want to make sure you continue to do is work hard for the residents of Milwaukee County, and particularly the 7th District, because I haven't seen that real lately. But
okay.
All right. But continue to do what you have. And when we gave this $1 million, leverage this $1 million for the residents of Milwaukee County, continue to leverage those monies with other programs, other people, and continue to fund these programs, especially with the CLE license and different the green, I call it tree hugger initiatives. But make sure that we also look into those technology, because manufacturers not really, even though the gentleman was talking about manufacturing, they're trying to, when Milwaukee County or the state of Wisconsin went more to a service industry. Now they realize that you cannot live off of service industry as fast foods and stuff like that. Family supporting jobs, that's what I'm looking for. And when You're talking about $18 and $22. I like that. But $12, you really can't support a family.
Since we had this whole issue with incorrect numbers and a better review of the audit, I think a motion would be appropriate at this point to receive and place on file.
Madam Chair, I'd be happy to make a motion to receive and place on file.
Thank you. And Mr. Hare, would you please thank Mr. Mansky for attending agenda setting and highlighting this for us? We appreciate that. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Mr. Buford, you made the comment that you haven't never had such scrutiny before as you are at this level, and all I'm going to say is this is my world and welcome to it, county government.
Well, I welcome it.
Thank you. All right. Let's go on to item number 4, please.